Easy with the threads there. They're worth more than you think. Ah, come on, Warden. You're pretty cute. Not bad, kid. Not bad at all. And no, locking me up like that. You must be a sadist, aren't you? Well, you can do what you have to do. Looks like they finally got you. Takami Keiko, leader of the fucking hats. Respectful and tactful, aren't you? Well, wouldn't expect anything else from the one-ton destroyer who doesn't really side with anyone but himself. What was that? Blowing up a whole bunch of things, including people. Innocent people? Yeah. You like to call me something. I'd call you a psychopath. Clearly, you've never heard of someone getting framed. Yeah, I might have done some things, but so fucking what? You've done plenty more than me. No, it's neither here nor there, is it? I mean, come on. You really think I give a fuck about what you call me? Sticks and stones, my dude. You could really learn a thing about that. It's all about philosophy and the sword. So why don't you get to it then? You say what you want to say, get it off your chest. Might help you, kid. Calling me kid. You know we're the same age, Kago. Doesn't mean you're the same maturity as me. I mean, come on. Not everyone's blessed with looks, brains, spirit, the whole shebang. Come on now, Bakugo Katsuki. I know how things were way back when, before all this started, when the mafias were just a thing of the past. The previous leaders weren't as ruthless as today. So, of course, things like this didn't have to happen. So, with new times comes drastic things. Why don't you listen to me for a second? We both know you're not getting out of here with those restraints. But one of my handy-dandy feathers might just be able to cut through it if we strike up a deal. Delusional, but I'm listening. What do you actually think we're gonna be able to do? You know they monitor us 24/7. We're practically like the suicide squad of this area. Me, you, those other degenerates over there. Yeah, I'm talking about you three. Yeah, whatever. Go on. Go off. You know it's not like that. Right-hand man, huh? You know why that is. Keigo, I need this. Yeah, and I need to get the fuck out of here. Let's face it, we don't get anywhere without that warden. And what are we gonna do about it? Yeah, I'd love to hear your master plan. If I try blowing things up, you know their quirk is too good at stopping me. Transferring my fucking explosions like that. And then they just destroy some fucking forest somewhere that doesn't matter. That shit is terrifying.
Oh, you think that's bad? They got me in artist gloves with the fucking handcuffs all over everywhere. And then they have the nerve to call me a Roomba because I look all mechanical in this shit.
Oh, give it a rest already, man. We all know you're a psychopath. Guess we're all in the same boat, right? Well, whatever happens to us, that warden holds the keys. You talking literally now? Or is that some kind of fucking metaphor? I'm not with it. We need to get out of here fast. Once Mirio knows I'm locked up. You don't have to tell me. That son of a bitch would kill us all right here. Put us on death row. But I guess this is one step up from that, isn't it? Or so you say. Oh, there it is. Mr. Doom and Gloom. Tokoyami. I'm not gonna complain about you, kid, but you're fucked up for what you did. What I did saved people.
If you don't understand that, you don't understand my situation. And you should mind your own business, betrayer.
Well, none of that matters, does it? Who we are outside here doesn't fucking matter. Now, give up on the notion that you're getting anywhere with that attitude. If you want to do anything, trust me. We get out of this together, but we need his help.
And what makes you think I would want any of your help?
Because the alternative is rotting in here forever. Now, it wouldn't take a bird brain to understand. You'd be fried chicken in a week. I don't think you taste very good, but you understand, don't you, kid? You need us just like we need you.
Trust me, you and Dark Shadow. That's all I need from you. You and your cute little quirk friend. You two working with me? Is everyone in?
I'm in, of course, boss.
Fuck it, I'm in. Just as long as I get to dust that asshole who's always putting the damn sausage link in the corner of my plate.
Swear to God, you all are so fucking easy, huh? Well, what about you, bird brain? How about I make things interesting? If you can't convince him, then I won't lift a fucking finger to get out. I'll just blow this place up eventually when I get the chance. Like I need your goddamn help. Well, what's it gonna be, bird brain over there? You gonna work with him?
I don't want to. But I need to. I and Dark Shadow must escape to get our revenge.
Well, I guess I'm into your stupid plan, Kago. But as soon as we're out of here, all bets are off. I might kill you. You sure you want to trust me? Oh, I think I could take my chance with you. I mean, come on. What are you gonna do? Try and kill me before my wings, before my feathers get to you? I'm known for speed, dumbass. You think I couldn't kill you before you killed me? Come on, kid. You already know how this goes.
You obviously don't know what I'm capable of, then. Ever notice how I'm the most restrained here? Yeah, that's kind of a thing. I'm more dangerous than all of you fuckers. You think you dumbasses could take me? Even 4 versus 1, I'd still take you down. So you should be honored to be working with the great Bakugo.
Just shut the fuck up, man. You're no better than any of us. You just have an attitude problem.
Impressive. I didn't expect such bold words from the Devourer. You do have a way of overhyping yourself.
The fuck you mean? Well, maybe we'll just have to put it to the test once we're out of here then. You all versus me. To the death.
Damn, he needs to chill. He sounds like me.
You making fun of me over there? Come on, Mr. Handsy. You need to be careful who you touch. Don't want to shake your hand, you little fuck.
Did you just call me little when I'm taller than you? You cocky little bastard. I gotta give you credit where it's due. I kinda wanna not kill you now just to see what you're gonna say next. But let's face it, we already know what it's gonna be because you're so damn predictable. Well, that's not a bad thing all the time. Just most of the time it makes you an insufferable fuck.
Wow, I feel like I'm talking to my soulmate there.
Well, Tomura, second chances aren't so bad, are they? Now listen up, you fucks. If we're gonna get out of this, you have to do exactly as I say. We only got one chance at this, and if we fuck it up, well, I guess it's that sparky chair over there. We'll have to watch and fade away. That's what they want. They want to kick our asses into submission. make us not ourselves, take away the crazy that makes us who we fucking are. Now come on. That's not what any of you want. We may not get along, but that's just half the fun of it. Now you're gonna have to trust me on this. Only me and Kotsky are getting out of this tonight. There's a damn good reason for it. You're all gonna have to trust me in there. Got it?
Oh, it sounds like you're fucking us over.
I trust you. You've been my boss for a while. I realized what you're doing is right, and you wouldn't turn your back on a teammate. I don't have that reassurance. You could stab us in the back, so what's to stop us? What's to make us not doubt? Not simple, come on. If I didn't have you guys, I couldn't do what I want to do. You see, this is all just a part of my plan to pull the biggest heist in the world. To steal the hopeless diamond. You're gonna steal that, boss? Yeah, I'm gonna try. But you see, each and every one of you has to be working for me for it. Of course, we'll split the profits and I'll be richer than anything anyone's ever heard of. We'll all be able to do with it what we please. How about that? Each and every one of us gets an equal cut. Only making that big of a statement because I trust you all.
Bullshit! You don't trust us at all. You just need us. Why don't you just be honest with us? Tell us you're gonna stab us in the back first chance you got. You think I haven't heard about you and the hats?
Aw, it's almost adorable. Someone thinks they know me. Well, get to the fucking point then. What makes you think I'd stab someone who helps me? Or did they not tell you? That's the exact fucking reason I'm in there. I got sick of stabbing people in the back for a living. I got sick and tired of being used by people who say they're right, only to do something wrong. Because it's in the name of justice. Fuck justice. I only care about what I believe in. And anyone else who doesn't believe in it, well, guess we're enemies, right? Or at least not friends. Colleagues. That we can do. If you want to be friends, well, we're going to have to get used to each other first. What better way than some bonding? With that cute warden that always talks to us.
You fucking serious? That prude? They'd never turn on their duty. They're practically the most dutiful one in here. You actually think for a second?
Yes, I do. There's a good fucking reason for it, too.
Yeah? And what's that? I'm dying to hear it.
Well, for one, if you haven't noticed it yet, you're more dense than I thought, Kotsky Bakugo. They have the hots for us. They try and hide it. And that's exactly what gave them away. When you've been with as many women and men and non-binary pals, you get to know the signs. I don't blame you, you just don't get around like me. Not many people do, so...
Shut the fuck up! I don't want to hear that from you. And I've had plenty of people who simp for me, too. So shut the fuck up with that. You damn dumbass. Well, whatever. You really think we can get to them like that, huh?
Oh, I don't just think it. I fucking know it. There's a good sign for that because they want more in their life. I've been paying attention to what they've been saying for a long time. And at the end of the day, they miss what they had before. And I think we can give them what they're missing. But maybe we need to show them something first.
Yeah, and what's that, huh? What's that?
We just need to show them that they're loved, appreciated, safe, and give them that excitement they want. Think about it. That little lovebird over there. They want excitement in their life. They want more crazy. They don't just want their life to be over with. All the fun times gone in the past, fuck that. That's not what they're alive for, right?
I guess it's a fair point, but also vague. The fuck do you mean by that?
They want the excitement of a relationship that's on fire, that watches the world burn in the best way. I mean, come on. Who doesn't want that kind of excitement? That's just kind of how it is, you know?
So you think they're just gonna give up their well-paying job, their well-paying life, their stability, and become a criminal with us? You must be more delusional than I thought.
Well, I guess we'll be able to see if you play by my rules. Now, why don't we just give them a nice easy choice with it? I free you. You cause a distraction.
Oh, speak of the devil. Look who's here. My cute little lovebird.
Planning an escape? Why the fuck would I do that, kid? You know you're the only one for me. And since you're here, that's all I need, right? Nah. I think there's something we both fucking need. Something more than we got. Wouldn't you say? Ah, come on, lovebird. We both fucking know where this goes. The more you try and deny it, the more I'm gonna want you.
Hey! Don't look at him! Look at me instead. I like you. I don't want to run away with you.
Oh, brother. You ever seen something so pathetic like that? I mean, come on, kid. At least he's trying, right?
You shut the fuck up, Kago! Before I actually blow you up into smithereens and... not just some kind of violent psychopath. I always admired you. Not just your looks, either. I admired your duty. You remind me of me, back when I was a hero. Back before all this. Made me appreciate myself now, but also back then.
Oh, would you look at that? We're getting into those feelings, huh?
What the fuck of it? What's it matter if I'm being honest with my feelings, huh?
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Not at all. If anything, it's admirable. I just don't know why you're trying them. They're so into me.
The fuck you playing at?
They're obviously into me. Now keep on dreaming. Unless...
what?
They're into both of us. Come on, kid. Why not be honest? You into both of us? Or are you playing the traditional route?
I'd love to hear the answer, too. Come on, spill those beans. I want to hear how you really feel. Otherwise, I won't be satisfied.
Look at that. Awfully needy for someone in chains.
Haha, real funny. Considering you're in chains, too. Come on, man. Get original with your insults.
I'm practically quaking. But I think the real joke here is you.
So, who are you gonna pick?
Are you gonna come with us, or stay here in this dingy fucking place for the rest of your life, looking after degenerates, holding to that duty that you hold so dear? Well, looks like someone's going off. But kid, you might have a point there. Wanna try something new? Want to put all that life you've had on the line? want to be a degenerate like us. I thought you might say that. You denying it is so cute, though. Come on, baby bird. Show me those wings. Spread them. And I'll handle the rest. Come on, kid. We both know how this ends. And if it doesn't stop here, it just keeps going and going. Let me put it this way. Would you rather watch us together escaping here? Or would you rather watch us saying goodbye in that chair over there? Your choice. I want to see what you're made of, teddy bear. Yeah, I'll call you teddy bear if I damn well please. You kind of earned it. Because you got those cute ears. Shut up, dumbass. You're the one who's... What? Well, that was something. You're really talking the truth, little lovebird. I think we might be able to get somewhere with this. Well, you do know exactly what we want you to do. Exactly what we need you to do. Right? Then there's really no question.
You don't actually think they're gonna... The hell?
Well, I mean... What are they gonna gain here? More of this boring lifestyle? More of the same old watching us? Little by little, I'm willing to bet I crept right into your heart, didn't I? Besides, fuck it. You ain't got nothing to lose in this world. You might as well take the best of the best.
You think you're the best of the best? No.
They got me free.
That's right, teddy bear. I'll make sure to show you how we do this. The others? Nah, leave them.
I take offense to that!
I'll see you around, boss.
Don't take it so personal. There's a very specific reason. Three to a bike? That might be pushing it, but five, six. Now we're just getting crazy.
A motorcycle?
Looks like that bird's got a brain. You see, three is already pushing it, but six is just too much. So you all just have to stay put for now, and trust me, I never go back on my word. I'll save you all before your execution, got it? Come on, kid. Don't worry about them. We've got some fun to have.
I'm only going along with this for now. Don't count yourself that lucky.
Oh, really? Well, if you're feeling lucky, why not just blow up that wall right there and get us out?
Gladly.
Oh, I love the destruction we've caused, but Warden, you sure you want to do this? I guess you're just as bad as us, huh? No, I'm not complaining. I wouldn't dream of it. I mean, come on, you're my baby bird, right? Why not just admit it, kid? You're one of us.
You both gonna stand there talking while the sirens go off?
No, there's not gonna be too much standing. You can trust me there. Look at that sweet ride.
How the fuck did they get it in the wall?
Don't ask questions. Just roll with it.
Who fucking knows how to drive this thing? Huh? The hell? You can do it? I never thought a warden could ride...
hobbies. Looks like they've got some interesting hobbies. Looks like you really were one of us, kid. Maybe I should say... Baby bird.
Why do I have to ride in the back like this?
You got a better idea? I'll be hovering with my wings to help us in case we need to turn. I mean, come on. They're gonna be after us, shooting all kinds of things. You really want to test your explosions? Think it would knock us off this bike?
If I needed to, I could fly away.
You think they don't have anti-air? I already prepared for that. Now, why don't you shut the fuck up and let them drive?
I got a better idea. I'm gonna try and make us fucking crash.
Just why would you do that? I mean, come on. You wanna get out of this joint as much as we do, right?
Whatever. But I still wanna kill you!
Ooh. Sticks and stones, man. You sure you wanna kill me? Or is it that you just wanna beat me? Make me a sobbing mess? Make me bow down and say, Vaka Gokatsuki. He's totally a cooler man than me.
That's just part of the game. I still wanna...
You sure about that? You don't seem very convincing when you talk about that. I mean, fuck. You're always acting like you're so fucking tough. But really, what are you? Just a big destructive idiot? Or you got more to you? You don't just want to beat someone into the ground. You want to make them eat your dirt.
Well, at least you kind of understand it.
Isn't that just how it fucking works? We gotta work together or nothing gets done.
Acting like I need you. I don't need either of you.
But you sure do want our help, don't you? You seem awfully interested in that money. Let me guess. Part of this destructive plan of yours. You have someone who needs that money, don't you?
Shut up!
I happen to know a thing or two. Your mom got real sick. Something not easy to cure, right? I want to help.
I said shut up! I don't give a damn what you think you know. That's not what this is about. But fine. For now, you get your way. Just wait until all this is over. I'll show you that I don't need anyone's help. That I can save people on my own.
And there it is. Truth comes out. Never weren't a hero, Katsuki. You just thought you weren't. The way you were going, you wouldn't make it. So you had to try something drastic. I know how that is. Hell, I used to be a double agent. Backstabbing people for what everyone tells me was the right thing. I mean, fuck it. Everyone wants to tell me what's right and wrong that I couldn't even wrap my head around it. And now, I write the rules. Now, I get to change the world the way I see it. Yeah, I joined in things that aren't all legal. And so fucking what? So did you. Listen, what I'm trying to say is you should join us.
Never said I was joining you. That's not what I'm interested in. And you know it.
Point taken. And I'm not trying to get you to like that. If you like it, stay. If you don't, fuck right off.
Good thing you're not trying to sweet talk me. You don't have a way with words. Let me tell you, Hawks.
Ooh, going from first name basis to our dead hero names? I kinda like it.
Always with that fucking cocky attitude. You ever get tired of doing that bullshit?
Why would I get tired of it? I mean, come on. Just look at them. Look at you. I know how to get my way. In fact, that's not the problem with the world, it's how you do it. Some people have a twisted idea of justice. And some people are so ruthless that they forget that people are people. I don't want to be like either of them. I'm not going to try and educate people on how bullshit the world is. Fuck it. If some motherfucker out there wants to say that I'm wrong for what I do, then that's on them. That's between me and them. I'm not trying to change people's minds. I'm trying to do what's right in my heart. And if that means I'm a fucked up asshole, well, you win some, you lose some. Right, kid? You know that. You know all about me. Ever since we had those talks. Cute little psychiatrist and a guard. Who would have thought they would have made such a blunder? And now, you're mine.
They're mine, not yours.
Oh, really? You wanted to make a bet at that?
Be my guest!
Inviting chaos, I see. Come on. This baby bird right here. They need some excitement for the ride. We're on this motorcycle. Might as well make it sexy. Am I right? Or am I right? Fine. I'll give them a ride. They're so kind as to take us like this. Now stick that ass out. Yeah, you can ride while you ride me. Ride on this cock of mine, of course. No, don't be hasty. We're gentlemen. We take our time with this lovely little baby bird. Damn. You flying like that almost feels like it's cheating. All I'm doing is gliding above. Gives you two some room, doesn't it? Just when things get nice and tight, nice and close, and I can shove my cock inside. I'll double stuff them together. Sounds good. Might be a little hard to drive while getting distracted by your insides getting stuffed. But I'm sure you'll make it work, won't you, baby bird? Fuck it. You know you fucking love this. You love every fucking moment of it. Why would I stop here, kid? No. You're mine. Let's face it, Hotmer. You like it when I sink those teeth into you like that. I don't fucking hold back. And that's why you want more. Oh, watch out. Wouldn't want you to crash because you like the way I leave a mark. Wouldn't want you to crash because you're all focused on me. No, you better focus on me. You're mine, you dumbass. And if I spring you, you better say thank you while you're at it. You can't even control the acceleration properly. Maybe we'll all die in the most exciting way possible. Fucking so much. Hey, just admit it. You're way into me, not to him. Dumbass. You're my teddy bear to have my way with. Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. I can smell your arousal, baby bird. You really think for a second I wouldn't? Come on, baby bird. Just admit it. You're thriving. Trying to focus on driving, not dying. While I'm focusing on pleasuring you. Making you steer the right way with my wings. And making you moan the right way with that sexy body of yours. My little love bird, you'll feel what I want you to. And you. Yeah. Fuck this! Why don't we make it more interesting? Stand still, ass out! I'm gonna devour you down there. Yeah? That's what you've been waiting for, isn't it? Off with those pesky clothes! I don't give a fuck anymore. I just want to taste you. Mm-hmm. be too jealous, maybe, but... Or it might just bite. Oh, watch out. You almost steered us into something. Does it feel that good, having Bakugo's tongue invading your inside? I'm just a tad bit jealous. But I already know your mind, baby bird. Might as well let him have center stage. Let him think he's winning. You want to try hard mode? You could suck down my cock while trying to drive that. I'll glide right next to you. Help you steer. Hopefully none of us die. Suck my cock. Come on, show me what you got, baby bird. You already know how feral I get off of you. Now come on, show me one of us. Fuck. Pay attention to me. I'm all the man you'll ever need. Suck that cock. Oh, fuck yeah, baby bird. Oh, suck that cock. Watch out. They're trying to gun you down. Don't worry. Pay attention to the road now. Just savor the flavor of my cock. Oh, take it down like that. Oh, fuck yeah. Enjoy it. Love bird. Yeah, suck that cock. Oh, yeah, suck that cock. Suck that cock, baby bird. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, I'm gonna ram it into that mouth of yours. So fucking good. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, suck that cock, baby bird. Show me how much you want it. You came on me. Yeah, I like that. Gulp down your cum like it was fucking dessert. You like that, baby? Of course you do, teddy bear. Hey, focus on me. Fuck the road. Yeah, someone's gonna get us killed. Fuck yeah, baby bird. I guess if that's one way to go out, I wouldn't mind too terribly bad. Fuck that. If anything, I'd save you before the crash. Now, get ready to take a pounding back here. Yeah, you're so fucking ready for me here. Yeah, you've been looking forward to the moment I'd start pounding you. You're already sucking his cock. I got jealous. You gonna blame me for that? Too fucking bad. Oh, yeah. Oh, watch out for those fucking guns. They're launching the whole fucking armory at us. Better dodge it
Better focus on the road, otherwise you're gonna get too enthralled by my cock. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, fuck yeah. Don't get too distracted now. You might just fuck up and we all end up roadkill. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, baby bird. I like it that way. Choke on that cock. Choke on that cock. Oh, yeah, choke on that cock. Suck it all down. Yeah, take my cock like you mean it, teddy bear. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you take it all like a good fucking teddy bear. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you getting a little wobbly up there? You fucking crazy? Fine, I'll help you steer and go extra deep inside these deep thrusts going all the way, bottoming on you. Oh, deep thrusts are my fucking sexuality. Take that, naughty teddy bear. Oh, fuck yeah, baby bird. Baby bird. Fuck yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Fuck, baby bird. Fuck, my little love bird, my fucking sexy little thing. Yeah, you fucking like that, don't you? Yeah, you fucking love chokemic. Yeah, savor the flavor. Savor the flavor. I'm gonna come inside. Oh, focus on me. Fuck the road. Fuck the road. Oh, you fucking done yet? Yeah? Oh, you're not done for a long shot. Oh, you want me to pound you like a feral fucking animal? Then beg for it. Beg for it deep inside. You want my cum to fill you up like that? To show on your insides and make you filled up like that? Yeah, inflate you a little? You like those explosions inside like that? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck you. Oh, can you feel it splurting inside? Look out! You almost crashed us again, you clumsy teddy bear. And when I'm killing you with cum like that, look at you. You're still lonely down there. Why don't we fill you up again? Oh, fuck. We're gonna crash, aren't we? Yeah. Get ready. Oh, fuck. Oh, that was so fucking hot. We managed to crash because you fucking orgasmed like that. Or was it the taste of my cum filling your throat? Still the fact that you're still sucking me down even after we're flying. Look at that box of man still fucking you like some loyal little bitch he is. Don't mind your own fucking business. We might as well have some sky sex while we're at it. Going prone this whole year. Yeah, there's still room for your cock, but I bet they wouldn't even notice the difference. Because honestly, my teddy bear's more than satisfied with my deep thrusts. Oh, you're cocky as normal. Look at them railed on our cocks, yeah. Oh, you like being splayed between us, don't you? Oh, kept just in place with those little fucking explosive thrusts. Yeah, you like every wing bean. You like it, don't you? Oh, yeah. My love bird. My songbird. You'd sing me a song if your mouth wasn't filled with cock. Why don't I help you with that as we make our escape? Fucking so they don't see us in these fucking clouds. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get a nice pounding deep inside.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, you take me deep inside. Yeah. Oh, you gonna try and take them like that? Fine. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, fine. Stick it in there, man.
Didn't expect you to turn around and invite me. Fuck. Turns me on that way.
Speak for yourself. Now get to the fucking them. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. That's my songbird. Yeah, sing me that song as I put my hands around your neck. As I squeeze just like that. Oh, you like these wings wrapping around you? This dive down and flying back up. You like fucking in the clouds where nobody can see? Oh, let's fill every hole you got. Suck on my fingers. My naughty little bitch. Fuck. Yeah, take everything, teddy bear. You're my dumbass now. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, baby bird, you like that? Yeah, you like twice a cock down there? Yeah, you do. Double stuffing you in there, it's so fucking sexy. Looks like someone's ready to throw in the towel and come all over their insides, huh?
Speak for yourself, you damn bird brain!
Yeah, I can feel it so deep, it's so fucking sexy. Come on, baby bird.
Fuck!
Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck if you do that anymore. I'm gonna come so hard. Oh, I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Oh, I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Yeah, yeah, me too. Why don't you come on both of our cocks? Yeah, that's what you want, don't you? Yeah. Why don't you let that slutty side out? Just be honest with yourself. You love this. And somehow I do too. Not asking how. Oh, fuck yeah, baby bird. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck you. You take the cock. Yeah, you take the cock. Wait just like that. And then you fucking take the cock. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Let's cream their insides now, Katsuki. Let's make this happen, shall we? Oh, fuck. That grinding the cocks on the inside, really, it's different. Fuck. Didn't think I'd agree with you, you fucking bird brain. But whatever. Let's fucking go. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, baby bird. Fuck. Fuck. Still feels good. Oh, fuck. That's my love burn. And cute little assistant, huh? Shut up! I'm not your assistant. I'd never be an assistant to someone like you. Damn dumbass. You both are mine. We'll just call it that. Aw, how cute. Admitting that you have feelings already? We're not even done. Not by a long shot.
What the fuck do you mean? Hey! I never said you could keep going.
And you never said I had to stop. So I'd say, fuck! Then we're on even grounds then, right? Come on, you know how that works. You know you love it. And you, baby bird, you love it more than anything. Oh, yeah. Fucking in the clouds. One wrong move, it's daredevil stunts. Yeah, get those deep pounings. Yeah, be my little cute little all the fuck. Yeah, I love you. So what? Isn't it a bit too soon for that? Fuck it. Well, I love things on a whim. Maybe I won't tomorrow. Maybe I will. Who gives a fuck? It's just what I like to call it. Ah, fuck. Baby bird. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, another thick load for your insides, huh? Would you look at that? Still feels good. Fuck. I like that. Oh, I fucking love it. Fuck. Yeah. The twitching, I could really get used to that. You're convulsing from the explosions inside. Super fucking sexy. I want my seat to seep into you. Look at that cute little bulge, yeah. I don't want to take my cock out anytime soon. Well, then the feeling's mutual. I want to see my baby bird writhing in pleasure for at least a few more rounds. Let's overstim them till the brain stops working. How about that? You're fucking on. Let's fucking go. Yeah, you like that? Just relax and enjoy yourself. But don't be surprised if we drip cum on some of those unsuspecting pursuers. They'll just think it's raindrops, right? Come on, kid. You know you fucking want this as much as me. Oh, oh baby bird. Oh, baby bird is so fucking sexy. Fuck. Damn it. You are so fucking sexy. Getting railed on our cocks like that. So obediently, yet so rebellious. I'll take it more. Yeah, baby bird. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck you. Oh, fuck yeah, baby bird. Let's fucking get it together. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come soon anyways. Oh, fuck. Can't even last that long, huh? Feeling too good? You sure you're the one who's in control here? Well, if you put it that way, I gotta show you this boss. Ugh. Yeah, baby bird. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, shut up. Shut up and take my cock. Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Feels so good coming inside you. Fuck. Teddy bear. Yeah. You best get used to us. This is gonna stop if we're gonna be a team. You're gonna get railed on these cocks every fucking day. You hear me? Yeah, that's your place, your throne in the world. A throne that goes right fucking into your insides and makes you mine. Not too keen on sharing, huh? Well, fine by me. I'll just prove they know. I'm alone too. They should be lost. And otherwise, you know better than to challenge me flat out. That isn't what this is about. I'm not afraid of you, Ox. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. Now, shall we have some mid-air cuddles? You think the sound effects are gonna expose us or something? I don't think they dare mess with us in an air game. Well, they do have anti-air. It's just they might not be able to find us in this cloud, so maybe, just maybe, we fly out of here using this and we fucking get to our base and plan stage two. What, rescuing those other fuckers from in there? Of course, the Hats never turn on their favorite people, even some that they don't like. We're not scoundrels, just deviants. But you could get a lot of those answers from this one. Right, kid? You're my baby bird, so we might as well spill the beans. Tell him the plan. I don't need to hear it now. Let's just get someplace. I want some cuddle stat. Look who's a prima donna. Not gonna complain, though. You do work. If not for you, we probably wouldn't be here.
I guess the same goes for you. If not for what you did, we'd be in that crash, and it wouldn't be good.
Nah, don't be so cute there, man. You make me want to kiss you.
As if I want to get kissed by you.
Really? Fuck. You making this easy for me? Didn't expect that.
You're not the one I want to kiss, idiot. It's you. My own dumbass. My teddy bear.
Well, suit yourself. If that's how things go, then fuck it. We'll just get along forever then. Teamwork, right? Can work in relationships too. Maybe next time we'll add to our little harem going forward.
So, you think I like sharing? No way. I wouldn't like sharing, dumbasses.
Nah, don't be so bashful. We both know what you enjoyed here. And fuck it. Nobody really has to belong to anybody. We just fuck if we want. We cuddle if we want. We do whatever we please. That's why I think you'd fit right into that, Katsuki Bakugo.
I'll think about it. Sometimes you get on my nerves, seriously. So shut up, Keigo. I don't trust you yet.
Oh, you're gonna hurt my feelings, man. Well, fuck it. If you change your mind, then so be it. If you don't, that's that.
Suit yourself. Either way,
let's get to some place where we can really enjoy each other's company.